And the place you put the hens overnight, the building they stay in overnight.
Chicken house. Hen house.
Yeah, hen house is what I would call it.
And how about the crate that they take them to market in? Call it a chicken
coop. Chicken coop.
And the bone that the children like to get when they're eating chicken? Is like
wishbone.
Wishbone.
And do you have a term for the edible insides of the hog or the calf? Like the liver and the heart?
Entrails?
No.
They ever call it chitlins? Parsleys?
I don't know anything.
Many people don't have any term for it.
I'm afraid I don't. Wouldn't be the entrails, because that's
farmer,
everything.
The farmer says, when he hears the cattle starting to move, looks like it's time.
Feeding time?
Feeding time? Now, since you haven't lived on the farm, I don't suppose you know how to call. You know, if you're driving a team, you want to make them go right or left, what you'd say to them?
G and haw.
Which is which?
Well, I think G is right and haw is left.
I wouldn't know, really. Okay.
I couldn't say.
And you want to make the horse go a little faster, what would you say to him?
Get up.
Get up. Get up. I don't know, that's just a sort of a slang phrase, I guess.
They ever go like that?
Yeah,
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Clock away,
clock. Clock, huh?
There's a song with that.
Yeah. You want to make the horse stop, what would you say to him?
Oh, dear.
Whoa.
And do you ever call chickens?
No, they say chick, chick, chick. How anybody else would know that's the way I would do it.
Too.
And you wouldn't know how to call sheep either.
Mm-mm.
When you're riding horseback, you put your feet in the
stirrups.
How would you pronounce that?
Stirrups.
And you wouldn't know about the near horse and the horse on the left and the nigh horse or near horse.
I wouldn't.
You're driving in a buggy, you hang on to the
reins. Is that what the reins?
And you're riding horseback, you hang on to the
bridle.
Or the leather thing that you pull on.
What they call a strap when you're riding a horse?
Bridle.
Part of the bridle, anyhow.
So if you want to indicate something's not very far, it's just a little
way.
It's just a little, or it's a long.
A long way.
You might say it's hard to find good grass, but you can find weeds almost
anywhere.
You find weeds almost
everywhere.
And the trench that the plow cuts, you call a
furrow.
Furrow.
And the farmer raises a big of wheat, a big
crop.
Would you finish a crop? He raises a
crop
big
of wheat.
Uh-huh. And if
they had a lot of trees on the land, and they wanted to farm it, say 10 years ago, they the land.
Clear.
And they plant alfalfa and it comes up and they cut it. And it comes up again on its own and they cut it. They call that the second?
Cutting.
Second cutting?
Second
crop.
Crop? Could it be crop?
Yeah.
Could be perhaps either one. Remember what they used to call wheat when they put wheat into a unit? They call it a sheaf or a bundle or a bone.
Sheets. Sheets
with
wheat.
They put bunch some wheat together in a unit. They call it a bundle or a sheaf or a
shock.
And you might say for wheat, a good yield is 40 per acre. 40
bushels.
Bushels.
And How about corn? They put corn stalks together in a unit. They call it a...
Corn shock? Would that be a shock?
Corn.
It could be.
So when they cut together in the field, it would be a shock, wouldn't it?
Shock.
Corn shock, wouldn't it?
Corn shock. I mean, there's another name, but I can't think of it right now.
You ever hear it called a corn stew?
No.